You have to face your fears. You have to put yourself in precisely the situations that you are afraid of. How do you become fearless in anything you do? Well, the point is, people who are completely fearless are going to get in a lot of trouble in life. It's not a good quality. So let's just give a bad metaphor. You're walking through the jungles of Africa, and there's a lion there, and you're completely fearless. Well, you're going to get eaten by that lion, right? Because he's stronger than you. You're not going to just stand there and be like, hey, lion, I'm fearless, right? So having fear will save your life sometimes, right? It'll make you run when you need to run. The thing about fear is nobody is born fearless. Having studied Napoleon Bonaparte, and unlike our generals today, Napoleon was in the front lines. He was, bullets were flying at him. He could have been killed. And he was an artillery man. And so he was exposed to the battlefield all of the time. He himself said he was not born fearless. It's something he had to learn. So you're not born fearless. And when you're afraid of something, you have to confront it. So I remember 24 years ago or so, I was in Vienna, Austria, to meet with somebody who was interested in turning the 48 Laws of Power into theater. Very interesting man, never happened, but it was a fun experience. And as part of it, I got to go visit, see a lot of theater in German. My German was okay back then. And I was sitting watching a play by the playwright Wedekind, a very famous play. I can't remember the name of it. And it was a relatively small theater, and I was in the center. And suddenly the fire alarm went off, right? And we had to be evacuated. And I panicked. I never had panic before. I felt claustrophobic. I couldn't breathe. I was hyperventilating. I was in the middle. There were all these people that were all getting upset and saying what to do and running away. And I just got massive amounts of claustrophobia in that moment. Like I was trapped in the middle of this aisle and I was going to burn to death there. It was totally irrational. In the weeks and months after that, it was very hard for me to get on an airplane. I felt very claustrophobic. And the moment the doors closed, I couldn't get on an elevator, right? I remember coming in, I was in New York, and I had to go up an elevator, and like there were suddenly 20 people were coming in. I had to get out, couldn't do it, right? So what I ended up deciding was, and I think somebody might have read this, I had to face that fear, right? I had to force myself into an elevator. Not with 20 people, with 10 people. And then I realized, oh, it's not so bad. My fear is irrational. And then I'd get on a plane. It was still, I'd have that feeling, but I'd go, oh, I'm dealing with it. It's okay. I made myself fly. I made myself go into those situations. And slowly, I lost my claustrophobia. So you have to face your fears. You have to put yourself in precisely the situations that you are afraid of. So let's say you're timid. You're afraid of conversation. You're afraid of going up to women in a public place and talking to them, you know, with a goal of maybe getting a date or something. You've got to literally force yourself into those circumstances. So you realize that your fears are irrational. They're not based on reality. Our fears are not in proportion to the actual threat that we're facing. And you're not going to realize that until you actually go into those situations. So you have to understand that you don't want to go around being fearless about everything. There are some things that it's natural and it's okay to be afraid of. There are other things that are really holding you back. And if you know that your fear in this area is holding you back, you have to put yourself precisely in those circumstances that are making you realize that your fear is irrational.